This exercise is designed to help you connect with a part of your deepest self that loves unconditionally in order to help you learn more about self-forgiveness. Before you relax very deeply, you might want to remind yourself if there is something specific that you need to work with to forgive yourself, something you have said or done in the past, or if you are working with something that is more general, like a feeling that you are just not enough, or that you are bad in some way. You can put your attention there. We can begin the process of tuning in to that broader part of ourselves by relaxing very deeply, beginning by relaxing the body, which will help the mind to relax as well. I invite you to sit or lie down comfortably and just notice the points of connection of your body with a chair, or bed, or place you are lying. Take a moment just to listen, listening to the sounds around you, listening to the music, listening to the tones, and having an attitude of allowing everything to be as it is. If you haven't already, allow those eyelids to close and totally engage with the experience of the sounds, the feelings, the sense and shape of your body. Continue to allow your body to just relax. There's nothing to force or accomplish at this moment. Your arms, your legs, and your body already know perfectly well how to let go deeply into relaxation. So just expect that to happen. Just allow yourself to let go of a little more tension. Know that whatever level of relaxation you're experiencing is now perfect for you. And as you enjoy this relaxed state, allow my voice to guide you to just the right state of receptivity to easily become aware of the presence of your true inner self. Just continue noticing how your body can relax even more deeply as you contemplate that which you're now doing for yourself. What you're doing is for the highest benefit and for the benefit of all. Your higher self is always present, whether or not you're consciously aware of it. Your higher self gives you everything you need when it comes to guidance. Your higher self supports you unconditionally. Give yourself permission to release or dissolve anything that's holding you back from the loving light of your higher self. And you may begin to get a sense of your body being surrounded by a golden white light or radiance of that true self. Some people experience this as if it's a bright light off in the distance. Or maybe you perceive a being of light walking towards you. There are many ways to perceive, which may be visual, but it may also be a feeling, a knowing, or maybe you hear a message. Embrace the experience in whatever form it takes for you. Your higher self is coming to be recognized by you. For you to recognize your true self within. As you experience this, you are invited to understand that this is always available to you, so easily available, and allows for a much more richer and deeper experience of life as you learn to trust more and more in your own goodness. Remember that this part of yourself views the things for which you wish you could forgive yourself with compassion, with love. This part sees the decisions and actions you wish you could forgive for what they are: a mistaken thought, a mistaken action in the time and space you decided or acted. You are a younger version of the self you are in this moment. Now use this support to replace guilt with understanding. Experience and reflection help us have a sense of knowing how to handle a similar situation in the future. if it ever happens again. If you'd like, you can ask any injured party, silently in your mind, for their forgiveness at this time. Now in this space, you can deeply, lovingly understand. You can move towards forgiving yourself, and it becomes possible for you to change and to release all negative emotions tied to this. Now it's time to invite your awareness into the area of your heart, to feel that connection to your deeper being. Imagine that you are looking at yourself through the eyes and experience of your higher self, while feeling with a compassionate and forgiving heart. Look out through those eyes at yourself. Feel with that same heart and notice that this part of you is much clearer in its understanding of what that incident taught you, what you learned about yourself. That part of yourself is much more generous, much more loving, and understands. Just enjoy thinking about this for a little while longer. And now, from wherever you are, begin to turn your attention to returning to this present moment, feeling fully connected to your true self. Now you can just rest in the experience, knowing that you strongly connected with a part of you that's unconditionally loving of yourself and others. You connected to a part of yourself that never judges you. We all make mistakes. It's how we learn, grow, and self-evolve. Now it's time to return. Become more aware of your arms and legs, your fingers and toes, start noticing your breathing. Take in a few deep breaths. Feel the strength returning to your body as you feel more refreshed, vibrant, and awake. Aware of the contact points of your body with the chair or bed. Give yourself a nice, gentle stretch. Open your eyes as you return to the physical waking state. Welcome back.